Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today's show will be featuring our guests from the city of Manhattan. We've got the city commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock in City Hall, and we're going to get a preview of what's coming up on the agenda tonight here from city manager Ron Fear, who joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Brandon.
And we've also got Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler joining us today. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's good to talk to you both here today as we get set for the meeting here tonight at 7 o'clock. The general agenda, pretty light. There's one item on there tonight, and the consent agenda is really a little fuller than usual. So maybe we should start the consent agenda here first, if you guys don't mind. Probably the biggest thing on the agenda here tonight will be the budget, the second reading of the 2022 budget.
Yes, thanks, Brandon. So at the last meeting, the commission did approve first reading of the ordinance that would approve the 2022 city budget. Right now, that's proposed to be about $169.2 million, which is an increase of about $2.5 million from the 21 budget. Most of that is primarily due to general fund cash balances, also some cash balances in the wastewater fund and then the special revenue funds, which were some of our sales taxes and other programs like where we've been accumulating cash from, like things like the Economic Development Fund, also the Recreation and Trails Fund, which we're accumulating cash to pay for projects. That's kind of split up into four primary areas. The biggest one is in that special revenue funds. Again, that's all of those specialty sales tax funds. It also reflects some property tax funds. About $70 million is in the special revenue funds. That's also where the bulk of the property taxes are to fund the Raleigh County Police Department. And then there's about $34.4 million that's in our general fund, again, which is up a little bit, primarily due to those cash balances. Then we have about $43 million in our enterprise funds. So that's our water, wastewater, stormwater funds used to run those specialty services. And then about $21 million in our bond and interest fund, which is actually down just a little bit. A lot of our star bonds are paying off, and so a lot of that specialty debt has been reduced some. So all told, it is proposed to have about a 3.49 mil increase for those funds. Of that mil increase, about 1.7 mils is going to the Raleigh County Police Department. About 0.182 is going to the Manhattan Public Library. And then about 0.545 is going to the general fund, 0.342 to the fire equipment reserve fund, and 0.744 to the Kansas Fire and Police Fund for the retirement services. So again, originally the commission had passed the revenue neutral rate of just over 5 mils. That was reduced to 3.499, making some reductions in some of our reserve funds on the police side, and then also some of our general fund and other property supported tax funds on the city side. So also included in that are some new positions for airport security operations, a staff accountant in finance, some traffic positions for better sign and markings in the community, and then some staffing at our parks and recreation, indoor recreation centers. So also a 4% cost of living and step increase for employees. We do have a capital improvements program. That capital improvement program identifies about $38.8 million in different projects and equipment. There's a couple of projects that are each estimated to be about $10 million. One of them is at our wastewater treatment plant, and another is in our starting the design process for the Denison and Kimball Avenue intersection project. The budget impact won't be there for that full $10 million because those are both proposed to be debt serviced over the long run, but in the project. So the overall budget impact of the $38.8 million is about $2.3 million for different services at a variety of different funds. Again, a bulk of those big projects are in our utility funds, primarily wastewater and water. We do have some other equipment in the general fund. The budget impact for our 22 proposed CIP is about $937,000.
All right. Well, you know, the big thing there is the mill increase there, and I know that's been discussed here the last couple months here, really, as the budget's being developed. Originally, it was around 5. It's gotten down to 3.5. Mayor Butler, I know you voted no last time. Do you believe this could be pushed even lower?
Oh, sure. Of course it can. But the problem is there's no motivation on the part of the staff to make that happen. They won't provide any additional data. And just to be blunt, and the reason for that is, Ron knows he's got at least 3 commissioners that are going to support this higher mill levy. So why waste his time looking at it? And, of course, as I look at the budget, I understand, the people thing. I think a 4% increase is way too much for the staff. And I know they do a good job, but, you got to be kidding me, 4%. And we've gotten all kinds of emails from people in the city saying, what's going on here? They get a 4% raise, we get our taxes raised, we didn't get a raise. And so I don't much care for that. I'm big on lean management. And if you look at the city budget, there's a lot of things in there that can come out. And one of them is very simple. Nobody's mentioned this. There's in there this year, $10,000 for city commission travel. You can just throw that out of there. We don't need to have that at all. And as you look through, a lot of the travel things, there's just too much there. And the idea of lean management is to get in there and cut the waste, not cut the meat. You don't cut Seco Park pool because people want that pool open. But you cut stuff out like, why we want to spend that much money on commission travel. Makes absolutely no sense. And I think that's true on the travel budgets on all of it. So, yeah, I'm a little bit harsh on that. But, I worked one time in the Army when they said, hey, we're doing lean management. And one of the guys I worked with said we had to use paper clips. He got rid of all the staples because you couldn't recycle staples. So I don't want to go quite that far. But I think we need a real microscope on that budget. And there is some waste in there, and it can come out. And that has not happened. And there hasn't been any due diligence looking at it. And I'm also not sure that we need all these positions that are being hired there for Parks and Rec. I didn't see any new pool hires there. I think citizens would support that if you had a guy that could run the pool pumps, but I don't see that. And then the other thing that disturbs me is, of course, we haven't taken that federal money and planned to use it for anything to offset this budget so far. Now, I personally believe the reason for that is, the staff has told me that they don't fully understand the rules and they don't want to get in trouble, take a risk and have it get, the money taken back. But I think the problem is if we figured out how to use that, it might eliminate the 3.5 mil increase. And so, therefore, there's also no motivation to look at that until after the budget's passed. Because the goal, and that was loud and clear from the staff from the first briefing, was they believe that we need a mil increase so that they've got a sustainable ability to continue, funding the city. And they don't want to have to rely on sales tax. So it's two different philosophies, I guess. And I understand where the staff's coming from, and I guess they have the commission support. So I'm pretty sure it'll pass again tonight, at least 3-1, probably 4-1.
Well, Mr. Fira, I'll give you a chance to respond to that if you want.
Sure. No, I understand the mayor's position. And I would just say that, I think the 4% is reasonable. It's a 2% cost of living and 2% step. Staff didn't receive any increases this year whatsoever. Other agencies have received increases this year. The commission has supported a comprehensive pay study, which is vastly overdue. And we anticipate that there'll be potential adjustments for that. So we think we need to have an ability from a financial standpoint to implement recommendations. We had a hiring freeze last year, about 40 positions that were open at the end of the year. That helped us with our cash savings from reduced revenue that didn't materialize. But staffing shortages are happening all over the place, not just with us. And we've been able to hire some new folks back, but we've lost positions as well. So there's just a high demand for employment, and we still have quite a few vacancies that we're trying to fill. We have a budgeted positions for those pool positions. We just didn't have, we lost two certified pool technicians last year. And so that impacted our ability to be able to bring those back. We weren't able to hire enough guards to open all three pools had we been able to open all three pools. So it is an ongoing challenge, but we're budgeted to hire all those people if we can find the people to fill them and pay them the wages that we'll draw and keep them. So those are our primary goals to having a good workforce that can provide the services that people expect.
I saw the pool numbers. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I agree with the idea of some pay raises. I just think the floor is excessive, and I'd like to see us take the pay raise money and basically target it against the areas that where we've had the shortfalls. So instead of across the board, you know, like a lot of businesses, you look and you say, okay, I've got issues with this part of my workforce. Let's channel the money there and not across the board. And like one of the other things, we just had one of the assistant city managers resigned and left. Why don't we just leave that vacant?
Yeah, that's something I was going to maybe talk about here at some point. But that's a valid point there. City Manager Fear, would that be something that could be considered by the staff?
Not very likely. That position is necessary. If anything, all our folks are working longer hours and more time, and because of the staff shortages that we have. So we're continually asked to do more. We are working to managing a lot of grant funds that we'll have to account for, all of those aspects. So I don't anticipate that we'll be looking at keeping that position open. No.
Okay. We got to take a quick break, but we'll come back and we'll discuss more here with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.